Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the Free Grace Broadcaster, a quarterly put out by the people at Mount Zion Bible Church in Pensacola, Florida. The topic this quarter has been Christ in the Old Testament. And to speak on it today, we're going to read the words of Richard Sibbes. He was born in 1577 and lived to 1635. He was an early Puritan preacher at Cambridge and later Gray's Inn in London, born at Tostock, Suffolk, England, UK. Richard Sibbes, his text Malachi 4:2, his title Christ the Son of Righteousness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. From the most glorious creation, the Son, he expresseth the most glorious Creator, Christ Jesus, taking occasion to help our understanding in grace by natural things. He teaches us thereby to make a double use of creation, corporal and spiritual. Out of the excellency of created things, he raises up our minds to consider the excellency of the Creator. And so, if these things have beauty and strength and are comfortable, how much more is he that endureth these things with these qualities? Thus, as the rivers lead to the sea, so these created things should lead us to the glorious majesty of God. But the main observation is that Christ is the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness. For as by nature there was no guile found in his lips, so he is habitually and actually righteous. He is wisdom, justification, sanctification, and redemption. He is compared to the Son because first, as all light was gathered into the body of the Son and from it is communicated to us, so it pleased God that in him should the fullness of all excellency dwell, Colossians 1:19. Therefore, those that look for perfection out of Christ do look for light without the Son. Secondly, as there is but one Son, so there is but one Son of righteousness. Therefore, what need is there for two heads or two husbands? One must needs be an adulterer. Christ doth all by his Spirit, who is his vicar. One needs no other vicar, though there were 1,000 worlds more. Thirdly, as the Son is above in the firmament, so Christ is exalted up on high to convey his graces and virtues to all his people here below. He does so, even as the Son conveys life and quickens the earth, yes, and all things thereon, though it is but one Son. Fourthly, as the Son works largely in all things here below, so doth Christ. Fifthly, as the Son is the fountain of light and the eye of the world, so Christ is the fountain of all spiritual light. He said, I am the light of the world. He said it of himself, John 8:12. He was that light that enlightens the world, saith St. John of him, John 1:9. And therefore Zacharias termeth him the dayspring from on high, Luke 1:78. Sixthly, as the Son directeth us whither to go and which way, so does Christ teach us to go to heaven, and by what means, what duties to perform, what things to avoid, and what things to bear. Seventhly, as the sun is pleasant, Ecclesiastes 11:7, and darkness is terrible, so Christ is comfortable, for he makes all at peace where he comes and sends his Spirit, the Comforter. Now he is in heaven. Therefore, as ignorance and error are expressed by darkness, so, on the other hand, joy and honor and knowledge, which bringeth it, is expressed by light. Esther 8:16. Christ is our director, our supporter. Without him, what are we? And what do we but glory in our shame? Eighthly, by the beams of the sun are conveyed influence to make things grow and to distinguish between times and seasons. Thus Christ, by his power, makes all things cheerful, and therefore is called the quickening spirit, 1 Corinthians 15:45. For he quickens the dead and dark soul, which, until Christ shines on us, is a dungeon of ignorance and unbelief. And as his spirit blows on our spirits, so also it works a spring in growth of grace, or a summer in strength of zeal. Ninthly, the Son works these effects not by coming down to us, but by influence. And shall we, then, be so sottish as to imagine that Christ of necessity must come bodily in the sacrament to us, or that there is no other work of the Spirit by that ordinance? Can the Son be thus powerful in operation by nature? And shall not this Son of righteousness be more powerful by the influence of his Spirit to comfort and quicken us, though he cometh not bodily down into a piece of bread? Tenthly, as the Son doth work freely, drawing up vapors to dissolve them into rain upon the earth to cherish it when it is dry, so doth Christ. He freely came from heaven to us, and freely draws up our hearts to heaven, which cannot ascend thither but by his exhaling power. Christ is our lodestone that draws these iron hard hearts of ours upward, causing us to condemn this base world, counting it dross and dung. Eleventhly, as the sun shines upon all but doth not heat all, and so Christ is offered to all. He shines on all where the gospel cometh, but all are not enlightened, and all that are enlightened do not burn in love to him. Nay, some are more hardened by it, as it is the nature of the sun to harden some bodies. And twelfthly and lastly, as the Son quickens and puts life into dead creatures, so shall Christ, by his power, quicken our dead bodies and raise them up again when he shall come to judgment. And despite all these particulars, yet he is not every way like it. For the Son shines upon all alike. But Christ doth not thus, for many are in eternal darkness, despite this light. He is mercy, yet many are in misery. That's from the Complete Works of Richard Sibbes. And you can get that. It's in the public domain. You can contact the people at Free Grace Broadcaster for any of the things that I read during this time. Speaking of the Free Grace Broadcaster, to have this free periodical sent to you every 3 months, just send an email to chapel@mountzion.org, chapel@mountzion.org. Now that's the end of the Free Grace Broadcaster for us for this time around. We'll see it again in about 12 weeks when the summer edition comes out, summer 2022. We'll find out then what that topic is going to be. But again, meanwhile, you can have it yourself delivered right to your door. Now, coming up, I'd like to go back to Spurgeon because I like Spurgeon, as you do too, but I found a few other things. In fact, from the same source, from the people at Mount Zion, I've got a little booklet by J.C. Ryle that I want to read to you on forgiveness. I want to read to you something about Joy from Arthur Pink and Divine Compassion by Horatius Bonar. John Bunyan wrote one on prayer. We've got a few other guys that are going to intervene before we get back to and we have E.M. Bounds also that we've left hanging, and some things from the Persecuted Church, that Hearts of Fire book. We have so much to talk about and to read about in so little time, but we'll try to fit them in eventually. Thank you for listening. Please look around this site. You'll find already over 3,000 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, Bible studies on a number of subjects, a whole blog, a store where you can purchase one of my books. If you desire more fellowship together, please consider visiting my YouTube channel. It's called Pastorlands, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. I'll share details of our street ministry, our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men, the new virtual church, and a couple of in-person churches right here in the Chicago area where we might meet up sometime. Who knows? This is this Hackberry House of Chosun. And it should be about 4:10. No, make it 4:11. April 11, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.